performance is always like the birth of a composition. Until the composition is performed, you are as if you are pregnant, you know, and you expect the work to come out. So I just want to hear it live, you know, and that's it. I want to enjoy the sounds with my ears, the sounds that are already in my head. And I always enjoy the touch of the conductor, the interpretation that they give, because it opens up things within the composition that I don't plan and expect. And it's always good to have good surprises.
Armenian composer Varham Sarkisian, looking forward to the world premiere of his work Sorp Sorp, or Holy Holy, this Sunday, as the Bach Society of Dayton performs the work as part of their program Along the Silk Road. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus.
You are Armenian.
Yes.
But does that alone make your music Armenian?
That's an interesting question, actually. You know, I'm not only ethnically Armenian, but I was very much involved from the early childhood in the Armenian folk singing tradition, in the Armenian church music. So I think, beside the ethnicity, my cultural environment, immediate cultural environment, shaped me as who I am. And even if I try sometimes to, you know, diverge to other cultures, other elements, I cannot change my core. Never. Geographically, Armenia is in between Western and Eastern civilizations. It's also in between our Northern and Southern, meaning Northern like, for instance, Russia, and Southern like Arab world. And also, it is one of the fewest Christian nations surrounded by mostly Islamic culture. So for many, even many thousands of years, Armenians always struggled to preserve their cultural identity. And as a result, they developed their own alphabet, their own notational system that is different. So everything is like very different from anything else. And also because it's a very old nation, for ages, Armenians were very conservative, trying to preserve what they have. And also thanks to the notation, they managed to preserve the most, you know, simple, crystallized way of singing. So it resembles, at some point, it resembles the Gregorian singing, for instance, our sacred tradition. But it is not, because it has this Eastern flavor in it.
Sarkisian's work Sorp Sorp translates from its Armenian roots to Holy Holy and opens with imitations of bird sounds.
The text is basically very similar to the text of Sanctus, Latin canonical text of liturgy, but it is not, because it's another one with the word Sanctus, Sorp, Holy, from the Book of Revelation. In the Book of Revelation, it is described that the seraphims and cherubims, the angels, are singing it. So I was captivated with this element, the element of outwardliness, the metaphysics of it. And also there is a more, you know, rudimentary element in it. I tried to find a text which is easier to pronounce for non-Armenians. And I didn't want the text to be too long, but I wanted it to have deep content. Armenian language has 39 letters, and some sounds are almost indistinguishable from each other for a foreigner. So I worked hard to find a text that will be easier to perceive.
Why the bird sound imitation at the beginning?
With this work, I wanted to picture this journey from the earth to the heaven and back to the earth. And the part of the earth is described by the sounds of nature. And then little by little, some quote-unquote angelic singing starts to present itself. and we dive into this otherworldly sounds and music and then come back to the earth.
And what is able to touch the earth as well as the heavens better than birds? With music tracing the Silk Road, the trade route that linked the Far East to the Middle East to Europe for more than a millennium, the Bach Society of Dayton's concert Along the Silk Road takes place this Sunday, March 3rd at 4 p.m. at Kettering Adventist Church. Tickets are available in advance at BachSocietyOfDayton.org and at the door. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.